I'm so tired. It was such a long day. What are you reading, Daddy? Nice. That sounds interesting. Do you think you could put it down for a second? I was hoping we could talk for just a little bit. God, I'm so nervous. I know I can tell you anything, Daddy. I guess I don't really know how to tell you. I don't want you to be mad. Okay, like, I guess I was pretty naughty today. No, I didn't come without your permission. I was at the gym with Brad, and, okay, all right. I'm just gonna tell you. Well, we were working out in one of the, one of the little side rooms, and well, you know how we flirt. Yeah, and I guess things got a little carried away. Well, I saw he was getting turned on, and his cock just looked so amazing. And I sort of accidentally brushed up against him. And I ended up asking him if I could see it. I know, Daddy. I know, and I am so sorry. It gets a little worse. So I'm looking at him holding his cock, and it's so hard. And he starts touching himself. Stroking a little bit, and we're still flirting back and forth, and there's some pretty heavy innuendo going on, and I asked him if I could touch it. I just wanted to see. I mean, it was really big and hard and so warm in my hand. I couldn't help myself, and I started slowly stroking him, and he's just started leaking pre-cum all over my hand. Yeah, I mean, I know I shouldn't have touched him, and I know I should have kept my hands to myself, and it's okay. Daddy, I'm not done. Yeah, I can't even believe I did this, but with the way he was leaking all of that pre-cum, I just wanted a taste. Yeah. I leaned forward, and I gently ran my tongue along the slit at his head. And he tasted so good, Daddy. And I just wanted to feel him in my mouth. So I slowly wrapped my lips around the head and just sucked on it gently. I just wanted to clean up the mess I made. Well, so then his hands kind of wound into my hair and he started thrusting into my mouth. Yeah, and you know how I love to have my throat fucked, Daddy. I couldn't control myself. I needed his cock in my throat. So, as he got more and more forceful, I got wetter and wetter, and I couldn't help it. I needed to make him come. It didn't take long. I mean, he can't last like you do, Daddy. Before long, I felt his balls getting tight, and he grabbed my hair and slammed himself into his throat, into my throat, and I mean, there was so much cum. I started gagging, and I couldn't swallow it fast enough, and so it spilled out of my mouth, and luckily he had unbuttoned my top and pulled my breasts out so it didn't get on my shirt, but it was all over my chin and all over my breasts, and Daddy, is this turning you on? Your cock is so hard right now. Oh, Daddy. Can I please touch you? Please? I want to lay here and stroke your cock with my head on your chest and watch you come all over me. Please, Daddy. I really need it. I missed you so much today. And while I really enjoyed everything that happened with Brad, I really missed you. Can I pull it out? Please. Thank you, Daddy. I just love your cock. It's so pretty. So big and full in my mouth. God, Daddy, you taste so good. That's it, Daddy.
Please, Daniel. Please come in your dirty little princess's mouth. Thank you, Daddy.